Welcome back to the Lauren Brooker Show on 800 CJBQ. First round pick of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Madox Ben Danford. Is that got a nice ring to it?
Yeah, no, it's been a crazy, you know, past couple of weeks.
You look at that whole draft, and I mean, you go through and you prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. Was there a scenario that could have been written that would have been happier for a guy that grew up cheering for the blue and white?
No, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, it hasn't sunk in yet. Like you just said, I've been a Leafs fan my whole life. And I mean, there's 32 teams in the NHL, and to get drafted by that one team, it's pretty crazy. So,
have you been to a Leafs game in Toronto, or have you had a chance to do that a few times?
Yeah, no, I've went to quite a few Toronto games. I've also been to Ottawa when they're playing the Leafs. You know, I follow them since I was really young, so it's been pretty cool.
That kind of idea does, you know, there's different parts of it. There's, I've got to get better to be able to get there, but then there's also that part where that first time you sit on the bench and look around, and who will the people be that you think of that first night that you're on that bench? Who were the people that got you to this point?
I think just my parents are, you know, that's the first that comes to mind. They sacrificed so much for me, supporting me, driven me, you know, all across the, you know, I mean, Ontario, I guess, mm-hmm. and traveled with me wherever, you know, hockey's taking me. So obviously they've, you know, it's a, you know, it's accomplishment for myself, but not, I mean, just my whole family as well, so.
Yeah. One of the things that you start to get an idea of when you see players making that jump from, maybe the jump is from B to AA or to AAA and moving up the line, is the stuff that you do when nobody else is around is the stuff that allows you to be the guy in front of all the cameras. Who impressed that work ethic on you from the beginning? Who was that first person that said, if you don't do this, you won't get this?
You know, there's so many people that helped me along the way, from Jeremy Benoit to Chris Longo. I mean, I've been working with those guys since I was, you know, 10 years old, yeah. Long since I was, you know, 8-7 years old. I think those guys, you know, they both, I mean, Jer Benoit, you know, works with the NHL, so he knows what it takes. He knows, you know, what those guys, with the work they put in, he knows, you know, what you need to get to that level. And Longs, he played in the NHL and stuff. He got drafted there, him as well. You know, they've been mentors for me since I've been very young. You know, I've been lucky to have them, so.
Ben Danford joins us here on the Lauren Brooker Show. He's a Madoc boy, ended up with the Quinte Red Devils, and in the OHL final this year with the Oshawa Generals. You talk to a lot of guys, Ben, and you hear that you have to go through that pain of losing to get to the heights. Going back next year, and you're going to be the guy in Oshawa or one of a couple of guys, will that be a better fuel than anything that somebody could talk to you about?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we went to the OHL finals last year. We were a young team. I think, you know, we believed that we could get there. We would have liked a better outcome in the finals, but I think, you know, we have a lot of saved up of, you know, a bit of anger in there. I mean, London did it the year before us. They lost to Peterborough, came back, won it. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we kind of have that same mentality, you know, just from day one. I think last year we, you know, started maybe halfway through the season and started to turn it on. I think this whole year we just need to, every game, you know, we have you know, a lot of guys returning, so I think, you know, we all have that anger in us, and I think we'll be ready. So
tell me about the Toronto camp, because you're in Nevada, you turn around, you have to go to Toronto to the camp. What goes on at the camp? Can you walk us through, like, the days you were there and what were some of the things you experienced?
Yeah, so the first day I got there, we actually did a golf tournament. So I got to, it turned out I got there, and I went to my cart, and John Tavares is there.
So, nice.
So I'm partnered with John Tavares. So, I mean, that was pretty cool. We had the connection of both playing for the Oshawa Generals and stuff. So, I mean, a guy like him, such high character, high caliber player, you know, it was mm-hmm. really cool to, you know, hear some stories, hear his thoughts on things. And then, yeah, just the rest of the week, on the ice, 2 hours a day, workouts, a lot of seminars, you know, little things they taught us. We were doing cooking classes, stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. Got to go see the Raptors practice facility. Got to, you know, get away from hockey for a bit. Go see another sport, kind of thing. So and then the last day, you know, at a scrimmage. So, you know, it was a really good layout of camp, and I feel like I took a lot of things out from it. So,
Ben Danford joins us here on the Lauren Brooker Show. One of the things that, there's different people that are at those camps. Some people are given an invite. Some people are a call up because they need a favor. Some people are sixth round picks. You're the first round pick, so there's a different kind of attention on you. Do they pull you aside and talk to you about the media component, the trying to push that pressure away? Because I'm sure there's cameras in your face right off the hop.
Yeah, you know what, they mentioned, you know, obviously, you know, Toronto might be under a bit of a, you know, microscope, just, you know, it's, it always has been, I guess. But I just, you know, I try and block it out, stay off, you know, looking at all the social media stuff and all that, and you just do my thing. They pick me for a reason, and I just need to put my, you know, head down and work hard. So, obviously, you know, the media component and, you know, all the spotlight, you know, it's a bit overwhelming, but, you know, I think it's just going to take a little bit of getting used to, for sure.
I wanted to ask you about the night in Vegas. First of all, just to go to the Sphere is something I've wanted to do, and I've seen the U2 concerts and everything else there. So tell us about the venue, and I also wanted to ask you about you're coming up on the 27th, 28th, 29th pick. I believe it's the first round is the first night, and then it goes on from there. Was there a thought in your head? Did Toronto indicate to you that this is the route they were going if you were still available?
Yeah, you know what? I knew they were very interested in me. I talked to them. I had an interview with them the morning of the draft. Walked over to their hotel, talked to them. And you know what? When they moved their pick down a little bit, I thought, you know, there's a chance I can maybe, you know, go to them at 31 and but, you know, not anything can happen kind of thing. So I was kind of holding my breath a little bit. And then, yeah, I kind of blacked out after that, to be honest. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy for sure.
This summer, you get a chance to at least leave the busy, but there's going to be the being recognized wherever you go and the focus and the interactions that you have with people. What is the main takeaway you took from camp, and what are some of the things that is your focus for, you know, saying maybe I don't want to go back to the OHL, maybe I just want to crack an NHL team?
Yeah.
Not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I think just going to camp and stuff, I think it's been a bit of an eye-opener. I feel like, you know, as you go up the ranks through, you know, higher and higher ranks of, like, leagues, it comes down to, I feel like, the main part where they kind of harped on camp especially is details, like intangibles of the game. Yeah, you can be a good skater, you can do this, you can do that, but at the end of the day, it comes down to, are you going to do the little things right? Because, I mean, guys in the NHL, they make money because they do the little things right. You know, getting, you know, blocking shots, getting bumps. Are you going to do that to help your teammate out? Things like that. And I think that was the biggest, you know, eye opener. Yeah, like you can work on, you know, scoring all these goals or whatever, but you know, I think at the next level, it comes down to intangibles and details, because all of these guys, they get drafted because hard workers, you know, talent and stuff, but are they going to work on these little things? So I think that, you know, that's a huge part.
Not just the NHL. I mean, the two options will be the OHL or the NHL, but the World Junior ideas, those are all amazing accolades. Are they distractions from what you have to do day in, day out, and trusting the process?
You know, I don't think so. Obviously, it was an honor to get drafted and stuff, but I think, you know, I just have to kind of move on. Obviously, you know, it was great and stuff, mm-hmm. but move on and just get back to work. You know, you can't, you want to, you can, all the only thing you can control is, you know, how hard you work. And I mean, other things might not go your way. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in the position I am, if I could just keep my head down, work hard, hopefully things start to go my way and you know, start, you know, moving up the ranks and stuff like that. So
you got any plans for the summer? Concerts or fishing or hunting? What are the things you're going to do to kind of get away and distract yourself for a bit?
Yeah, I mean, my grandparents, they have a cottage a bit up north. So, you know, I'll spend quite a bit of time up there. I'm going to Toronto, in August to train up there. You know, kind of get back. They have world-class people and world-class, you know, their facilities are world-class. Mm-hmm. So, take advantage of that in August to, you know, make sure I'm ready for the season. So,